Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry about that. Hi, my name is Tamika. I was turning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Well, I was on a website this morning and I thought I was paying $2.95 for shipping on something, but I was scammed and this was the phone number that it gave me at the bottom of the "we just charged you $8 to receive nothing" email.
Okay. Can I get your zip code to so I can see what you're looking at and maybe have the website, maybe that I can pull up and read and see what's going on.
I'm gonna put you on speaker real quick. I'll tell you what website it was on. It said megasavingsexperience.com, and that's where I've got this phone number at the bottom of that page. So I was
Okay.
calling because right after I said, "Okay, you can go ahead and charge me $2.95 for shipping on this free product that I just won," and
I'm serious.
it didn't charge me $2.95 for shipping. It charged me like $8, and it was from like fashionsomething.com on my credit card statement. So I realized right away that it was a scam and then called the phone number, and here we are now.
Okay, can I get your zip code?
Yeah, it is 96003.
96003. Okay.
Yes.
1 second while you're okay, it loaded. Can I get your first and last name again?
Christine Froman.
Okay, gotcha. Verify your address for me.
881 Cali Court, apartment A1, Redding, California, 96003.
Okay. I'm gonna put you on brief hold. Bear with me while your account loading.
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second. I'm trying to pull up this website
All right.
that you went under so I can be able to further assist you and read and see what's going on with your account. Okay, it gave me a website, so let me go on here and see. See what I can come up with. Let's see. Okay, it seemed like you paid for shipping and handling of $7.95 for this kitchen mixer to enter into what it is. You enter into a sweepstakes to win that KitchenMaid. So that means like 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 1,000 will win.
Yeah, I get that, but they said like
And then I'm reading the terms.
it said that I won and I needed to pay $2.95 for shipping and handling. And then when I gave it all my information, it charged me $8 and said I was entered to win and that I didn't win. So I wouldn't have given any of my information if I hadn't won and I knew that it was just to enter to win because like it was like a banner. It was like, hey, you won. And you got to pay $2.95 for shipping. So I was actually authorizing the $2.95 for shipping and handling. And if they want to charge me the $2.95, that's fine because I authorized that. But I was charged like $7.90 something. And I mean, no point in the process did it say it was going to be $8.
Well, I don't see a $2. I don't see what you had to pay out here. I don't see where it offered for you to pay $2 or some change.
Yeah, it was like it said $2.95, and then when it said, you know, you've been entered to win, I was like, oh, cool, I just got scammed. And then I went to check my credit card statement, and if it was $2.95, I would have been fine. You know, my fault, I got scammed. But they charged me $8, and I feel like they're gonna charge me more because this has happened before. Somebody charges $1 and then charges like $80 next week.
They probably
So,
charge a dollar to see if it will go through, and then
yeah.
they try.
So I just didn't. I didn't want them to have access to that account at all because I authorized $2.95 and they've already taken more than I authorized. I don't want them taking any more. But
I
if you
understand.
can't do anything on your end, I can call my credit card company and report the fraudulent charge and get the money back myself.
Oh, I can try to help you. I
I
surely
just thought I'd
can.
call the company like that provided me with this
They
phone
not.
number. I figured I'd call first, see if they can do something before
Yeah.
I reported
What
them
we're
as
gonna do
fraud because
is.
they're fraud.
What we're gonna do is, I'm gonna cancel. What I'm gonna do is, I'm going to cancel this so you won't receive further charges, because it's gonna still end up coming back to us to cancel it.
Okay.
So you won't receive them for the charges. So if you bear me 1 second, I can try to okay, let's see. I got every. I'm making sure I got everything canceled. Bear with me 1 second to make sure it went through, so you won't see enough of the charges, and that way you can call back in and say, "Hey, the product worked for me." The product worked for you, and then we do offer saves and stuff. We offer 35% discount, we offer 50% discount, and we offer 75% discount for it to come out. each month, I say the second day. Okay, bear with me 1 second. I'm almost finished. Bear me 1 second. This Michael, they need to give me one of the mice break thing. I want to be trying to find the arrow. I think I'm gonna do that after I get off the phone with you. But let me cancel. I got one more to cancel then. I can. Okay, I'm almost finished. It's, oh my God. Okay, for $7.95, let's see, what can I do for you for that? Let me see if I probably have to ask my supervisor, because we're supposed to offer 35% back.
Oh.
And
yeah, that's usually how it goes when you call and cancel things. They're like, we'll give it to you for cheaper. Are you sure you want to go?
I used to be faster than this, but this computer is, this mouse is just getting on my nerves. It's all over the place and then don't want to do what I need it to do. That's why I'm trying to not move it now. Thank you. Okay. 1, 2, cancel. I had to copy and paste it for it to go to someone. If somebody else, if you was to call, and they'll be able to pull you up. Okay, so you want the $7.95 back, fully back?
Yes, please.
Okay. Because I know if I ask, I might have to ask my supervisor for that. I'm sorry, my mouse is giving me problems for me to click on it so it can refund you. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and give you the, I hope it goes through because it seems like it's, let me make sure, let me see what date it is, because usually if it's on the same date, I'm gonna have to void it out and it shouldn't take out of your account, it should stay posted to your account, or I'm gonna have to send it over to my supervisor for them to refund you, okay?
Okay. It was today. It's still pending in my account.
Yes. And so I hope it's go through successfully. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I know it's taking a little time. But I'm trying to make sure everything is done properly so you won't have no further charges. And it seemed like you did order this on yesterday. So you should be entitled to get your, I'm going to say you still in your trial period to go ahead and give you your $7.95. And that should be right back in your account immediately or sometime in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, now let's see. Got that blocked out. Come on, thing. Okay. It didn't block that one off. I'm glad I did redouble check that and looked at that. So, because it would have charged you monthly on that.
Yeah, that was actually why I was calling, because they already charged me something I wasn't expecting. I figured more was to come.
No, honey, it won't be more to come. It was just...
Yeah, we don't need a monthly payment of it either. Instead, I don't want to subscribe.
Yeah, find me somewhere to go, and I've been looking at a few houses. I like one. I'm going to call them back. Hopefully, they still open when I get off or take me on a break and go over and talk to the lady about it. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead. Cause the membership finished. Cause that one was no charge. Okay, so I need to go back to the other one so I can refund you $7.95. Come on, thank you. Right, go back out. 7.95. I'm sorry. Almost finished. I'm trying to get it to go through.
Well, no problem. I got nothing to do. I'm going to go get a job tomorrow, maybe. Got an interview tomorrow, so maybe I'll have something to do.
Well, since it's pending at your bank, and then it's pending on our side, so I'm going to go ahead and void the transaction. That means since you did it today and everything, that it should not come out, period. And if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to give us a call back in your it should be either posting back to your account. If not, give it a 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
And then if it still haven't come, just give us a call back, okay?
All right. And we're not going to have any extra monthly charges on that either?
No, ma'am. I had made sure I canceled it and blocked it and everything.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, well, I thought I said something. Okay. I thought that very sexy, but it's gonna be all right.
All righty. Well, thank you. You have a good day.
You have happy holidays to you, okay?
Bye-bye.